Next is a letter to Dr. Teresa Aquaviva. She's at the Unity Clinic on Brentwood Parkway. This is regarding a patient, Mr. Willie Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, first name W-I-L-L-I-E, date 1-22-13. Now, dear Teresa, I had a chance to see your patient, Mr. Thomas, the day period. He's a 68-year-old gentleman with a history of diabetes period. We've been managing him for diabetic macular edema in each eye period. He has status post 6 injections of intravitreal Avastin in the right eye period. He is status post focal macular photocoagulation in the left eye in December period. He presents today for a scheduled follow-up exam, including macular tomography period. Macular tomography showed improved edema in each eye period. However, he still has residual edema in the right eye, as well as central lipid deposits period. Examination reveals stable visual acuity of count fingers in the right eye and 20/30 in the left eye with his current correction period. He has minimal diabetic retinopathy in each eye. However, he does have macular edema in the right eye greater than the left eye, including a large area of lipid deposits in his central macula in the right eye period. In addition, he has stable pseudophagia in the right eye and an early cataract in the left eye, which is not visually significant period. I've discussed the situation with Mr. Thomas period. We will have him return for another intravitreal Avastin injection in the right eye and follow that up with macular photocoagulation period. We will continue to observe the macular edema in the left eye and consider the need for additional laser should his edema not continue to improve, period. I'll keep you informed of his progress, period. Thank you very much for allowing me to share in the care of this very pleasant patient. Sincerely, Tegan Kaikou, MD.